AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to certify the results of the presidential election. She lost to Donald Trump. 4 years ago, there was chaos on Capitol Hill for the certification of Joe Biden's victory over Trump. Speaking to reporters, President Biden says there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
There's no problem with us. I think there's a problem internally with them in terms of their decision being made. Made ourselves available. I spent a couple hours with him. Told him I find out what he needs. We got to get back to establishing basic democratic norms.
In a video message, Vice President Harris described her role as a sacred obligation to ensure the peaceful transfer of power. Pope Francis named Cardinal Robert McElroy of San Diego as the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., tapping one of his most progressively like-minded allies to head the Catholic Church in the Capitol at the start of the second Trump administration. There is no clear Oscar favorite coming out of last night's Golden Globe Awards in Hollywood. Shogun was the big winner on the TV side. Demi Moore won for Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical, her comeback performance in The Substance, about a Hollywood star who resorts to an experimental process to regain her youth, landed the 62-year-old Moore her first Globe. She was once told she was a popcorn actress.
I've done what I was supposed to do, and as I was at kind of a low point, I had this magical, bold, courageous, out-of-the-box, absolutely bonkers script come across my desk called The Substance. And the universe told me that you're not done.
The big movie winners at the Golden Globes were Brady Corbett's 215-minute post-war epic The Brutalist and the genre-shifting trans musical Amelia Perez. This is AP News. With 2 weeks left to go, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on what is expected to be his final overseas trip in office. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
He's met with officials in South Korea. At a news conference, Blinken highlights concerns over deepening ties between Russia and North Korea.
This is a two-way street. The DPRK is already receiving Russian military equipment and training.
The Secretary of State also condemned the North on Monday for firing a ballistic missile that flew nearly 700 miles before landing in waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, South Korea's military says.
We condemn the DPRK's missile launch just today, yet another violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions.
Blinken added he doesn't think the US-South Korea alliance has been damaged in the aftermath of the political turmoil in Seoul. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.